here with Congressman Sean Maloney from the Hudson Valley. And Congressman, congratulations on your election last fall to the House of Representatives. Now, just tell our audience a little bit about why did you decide to run for Congress?
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate the opportunity to address your listeners. Look, I ran for Congress because I was fed up, like a lot of people, with Washington and what I was seeing. I thought it was broken. I thought it was a bunch of people acting like children, fighting when they should be fixing problems. So I'm here to try to get some problems solved for people in the Hudson Valley.
Well, you come into office at a time where there's certainly deep division on the budget, and this week the big issue of the sequester facing the military and then also civilian cuts. Any thoughts on how, if a sequester goes through on Friday, how it may be resolved so that the military and other civilian organizations don't face these kind of short, you know, kind of quickly implemented budget cuts?
Right. Well, the first thing we need to do is get the facts out. I mean, I was at West Point yesterday, spent most of the day there, and I'm here to tell you that we are facing a very significant cut for the folks who work at West Point. You're going to see furloughs. For the folks who are at Stewart, you're going to see civilian furloughs that are real. People are going to be making less money and working fewer days of the week. You're going to see cutbacks in everything from the investments they need to make in the plant there to the services they provide. Now, there are heroic people working there, and they're going to protect that core mission at both installations I'm talking about. But this is no way to run a railroad. I mean, people need to understand. They see on TV talking about how it's only 2%. That's just flat wrong. And the reason is because 65% of the federal budget is exempted from the cuts, and that's good because those are very critical services that we don't want to touch. But as a consequence, the areas of what we call the discretionary budget that are going to be cut, both in the domestic area and in the defense area, though the magnitude of those cuts starting this year are significant. We will see over 10 years a 17% reduction in both domestic and defense discretionary spending, and we are going to be at the lowest levels of discretionary spending in 40 years. That's because we keep cutting that part of the budget, which is the part of the budget that frankly does a lot of good for people. So these cuts are serious, and they are being done in a way that doesn't make sense and that will hurt our military. And I just think it's a dumb idea that the last Congress came up with. And those of us who got elected to try to get things moving again here in Washington should be doing better, and that's what I'm trying to do this week.
Well, we're here at the American Legion National Legislative Conference, and we heard General Shinseki address nearly 1,000 veterans in the organization, many needs at the VA. Tell us a bit about what you feel are the needs of the veterans in your district.
Well, what I hear from people is that you know, as we draw down from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, it will become easy to think that, you know, they're over. Well, of course, they're not over for the thousands and thousands of brave Americans who serve there and who in many cases have returned home with very serious injuries, some seen and some unseen, some that will only manifest themselves in the coming years. So I think it's critically important that we maintain our commitment. I really view it as a sacred commitment to the folks who have fought our wars over the last 10 years and to their families, and I'm certainly committed to that.
Well, I guess one of the issues we've talked about is, really two issues, homelessness for veterans and then also mental health care for veterans. And the surprising thing that's coming out is that it's many of the older veterans that are still having problems. What are some of your thoughts on those two issues?
Well, again, I think it's a long-term commitment, and we've got to be serious about it. I think we know much more now about the mental health impacts that being in combat and being in war situations can create. We need to support veterans in better access to care and better access, earlier screening, earlier intervention. I'm very alarmed at the suicide rates we see among some of our veterans. I'm very concerned about the unemployment rate and the difficulty they're having finding work in this economy. So we have to make this commitment for the long term. I mean, I was at a seminar the other day, and somebody said that the peak year of spending for World War I was in 1965, and that's because that's when the folks who fought that war were consuming the most resources at that age when they needed it. Likewise, the peak year of spending for World War II, I think, was in the 80s, and the peak year for spending on the Vietnam War hasn't happened yet because we still have brave Americans who fought in those conflicts who are still accessing the services they need. So this is a long-term commitment. If you look at the last 10 years and the enormous sacrifices we've asked of our fellow citizens who have fought these wars, they are going to need our help now for a couple of generations to come. And so we have got to make a long-term commitment to supporting our veterans, and I sure hope we take very seriously the costs, human and financial, of getting into more foreign wars. I think we've got to keep our focus on America, and I'd like to see us stop building up other countries and start investing our dollars in building up America.
And Congressman, tell us a little bit about some of your visits to military bases. And you mentioned visiting West Point yesterday and meeting some of the cadets and some of the officer instructors there. Tell us a little bit about when you go out to a base, what are some of the things that you see?
Well, I was very happy to be included in the welcoming home ceremony for the 411th Engineer Brigade, which is part of Joint Task Force Empire, which just came back a week ago from a nine-month deployment to Afghanistan. And I had an opportunity to visit with some of the families and some of the service members and their commanding officers. And I'll tell you, you can't be around American military personnel without being struck by how talented, how committed they are, the enormous sacrifices they make. So what I hear about is, you know, I want to know how many of them have, you know, still have jobs when they come home or are looking for work. I want to know how it's been on their families and what kind of support services they're getting. When all the talk is done and all the glossy brochures are put away, you know, what is it that a family is really experiencing in New Windsor, New York, when dad is in Afghanistan for 9 months in a combat engineer brigade? I mean, that's where the rubber meets the road, and that's where we've got to really step in and support them. I mean, the families are amazing. I can tell you that the level of professionalism and the commitment of the commanding officers is exemplary, and they are getting ready to take some very serious, mindless cuts as part of this dumb sequester idea. And it really is unworthy of us as a country for folks who have just returned from a combat theater to conduct ourselves this way. And I just wish Congress could demonstrate some of the same selflessness and sacrifice and commitment to country that the service members I saw out at Stewart Air Force Base have shown.
And Congressman, you've been here in Washington now just less than 2 months. You had the chance to sit in on the State of the Union address, which must have been very exciting. What's it been like for you, your first 45 days here in Washington?
Well, it's been a great honor to serve the people of the Hudson Valley. I worked for President Bill Clinton for a number of years, and I used to attend the State of the Union addresses when I worked for him, and we were balancing the budget and growing the economy and creating jobs. What I was thinking about is we've got to get back to that. We've got to get back to with people with money in their pockets, feeling like the future is brighter than the present. I want people to be able to afford the houses they live in. I want them to be able to plan for their retirement. I am laser focused on getting folks back to work in the Hudson Valley and balancing this budget the right way without doing it on the backs of seniors or the middle class. We can do it. We've got to make good choices again. And so my perspective is as someone who was here when it was working pretty well back in the Clinton administration, and I think we need to get back to that. And I'm hopeful we can if we just start working together and start acting like responsible adults again and leave some of this, you know, extremism behind.
And Congressman, how can members of your district reach you if they have any questions or needs from the veterans community or our active military?
Well, I'm very glad you mentioned that. You know, people need to know we're a service organization. So I know they turn on the TV and they see all the stuff going on in Washington, but the fact of the matter is that, you know, your listeners pay the bills. I mean, I take that very seriously. So we have a district office that is opening in Newburgh. We're currently in Fishkill in some temporary space. If you go online and just search Representative Sean Maloney, you'll come to my official page. There's information on there on how to contact us. Our main office will be in Newburgh, but we'll be in Westchester and Putnam and Dutchess as well. And I really hope people will come in. We've got a very simple rule, which is you don't leave my office worse than you came in. You leave better. And even if we're not the ones that are supposed to help you or you're in the wrong place, we'll try to get you an answer and try to get you some help. We are a customer service organization, and it's because, you know, the taxpayers pay the bills, and we work for them.
Okay, Congressman, our best wishes from all of us at the American Legion, Sons of the American Legion. We wish you well, and we look forward to working with you to help serve the communities in the Hudson Valley and America's active military and veterans.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. I hope we can keep talking going forward. Thank you to your listeners for your service to our country. And I hope to be part of giving you a government that's as good as you are. And that's a long-term project, but we're gonna set our mind to it and see what we can do in the next 2 years.
Thank you, Congressman. This is Ken Kratzer in Washington for Sons of the American Legion Radio.